Praise the Lord. Say after me, I'm emerging in this new year. I am emerging in this new year. Isaiah 42 verse 22. The Bible says in Isaiah 42 verse 22, everybody read with me. It says, but this is a people robbed and spoiled. They are all of them snared in holes, and they are hid in prison houses. They are for a prey, and none delivereth, for a spoil, and none seeth restore. Do you know what that means? It means, first and foremost, your deliverance is in your mouth. As long as none seeth restore, they will be in holes. They will be in prison houses. They will be given for a prey. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Be careful what you are saying. Jesus said you should have whatever you say. So I want you to tell your neighbor, this is our year of divine emergence. You know, just the same way a doctor will ask for some vitals in your body and know where you are medically. In the same way, a pastor can check for certain things and know where you are spiritually. Are you with me? One of the ways you know that you are backward spiritually is the amount of time it takes to respond to God. Are you with me? The lag between when God says, do this, or respond. When we say, shout glory. A person who is spiritually active, he may have shouted it before he even got the full instruction. The Bible says, and God spoke to Abraham, and Abraham departed immediately. But somebody who is sick spiritually, he will start reasoning. Because he thinks that God can be handicapped. His faith level is low. So, in a worship service, you can know where people are spiritually. Somebody is somewhere worshiping and is crying, lifting up his hand, shouting. And somebody else is looking at that one saying, is your own not too much? Is there anything wrong with you? Actually, you that is standing normal is the person that is actually abnormal. Did you get what I'm saying? Shout glory. Shout glory. I've been waiting for this sermon for a long time. Kai, finally we are here. Ask your neighbor, are you ready to emerge? Let me tell you, Kai. Yesterday, this thing was boiling in me. You know what happened? I went away to wash my car. I could not take it again. A lady came to wash her car. I said, please, can I preach to you? I said, can I preach to you? And I started preaching. When I was done preaching, I couldn't even finish. Halfway into the preaching, I said, please, does your church have a YouTube channel? I said, yes. Take the YouTube channel. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians 1 verse 24. In 1 Corinthians 1 verse 24, the Bible says Jesus is the power of God and the wisdom of God. In the YouTube broadcast I did on the 1st of January, I said that one of the reasons why we have to teach is because at crossover services or at declaration services, we release a lot of power. But how that power is translated into usable energy is something else. Let me give an example. Do you know that thunder is actually electricity? Who knows that thunder is electricity? O-level physics will tell you that it is electric charges in the sky. When they meet in the sky, they cause that spark and lightning you see. But you see, electricity as thunder cannot profit you. There must be a way to convert that electricity to such a form where you can use it in your house, in your appliances. That one is called wisdom. So, when we declare the theme of the new year, we are releasing power, but there must be teaching to convert power into wisdom. Are you with me? Are you getting this? That's why after releasing the declaration, it's the year of divine emergence, there are some things you must know. And this series, see here, if you have ever taken anything serious, take this one serious. Please, I'm begging you. Can I do that and beg you? Should I do that and beg you? I'm begging you. If you take this teaching serious, not just this year, your entire life will change. See, you will be going from levels to levels. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray, open their eyes. Lord, as I'm speaking your word, open their eyes to see. In the name of Jesus. One of the ways you can know what the Spirit of God is saying is by the cry of your spirit. You see, God has always wanted to make his mind clear to men. God has always longed to reveal exactly what is in his mind to the sons of men. But you see, there's a problem. God is a spirit, but man is spirit, soul, and body. Are you with me? And after the fall of man, because he sinned and all of that, man began to operate more in the sense realm and in the soulish realm. 1 Corinthians 2 verse 14 says, "But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him. Neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned." You see, but in the redemptive work of Jesus Christ, we have been delivered from that limitation. Amen. Are you with me? If you have followed me to this point, say, "I hear." Okay. 1 Corinthians 2 verse 10. Read with me from "But God." It says, "But God hath revealed them unto us by his Spirit. For the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God." Verse 11. "For what man knoweth the things of a man, save the spirit of man which is in him? Even so, the things of God knoweth no man, but the Spirit of God." Wait a minute. So, the Bible is saying that the storage tank for knowledge, or the receptacle for knowledge in a man, is the man's spirit. Holy Ghost. I want to address somebody. You just thought about something now. Let me correct you. There's someone listening to me. You are saying, "How will all this teaching help my life?" Listen, without teaching, your life cannot be helped. Did you hear what I just said? No matter the breakthrough God gives you, without teaching, you cannot be helped. If your spirit man and your mind is not expanded to the place where God sees things the way, sees things and does things, your mind will reduce whatever God is sending to your capacity. Have you tried to send money to an account before and the money was reversed? And when you call the person said, "My account cannot take that amount." That's what happens in the spirit realm too. That's why when Jesus came, the Bible says he went about all synagogues teaching, preaching, healing, and casting out devils. He says, "For what man knoweth the things of a man, save the spirit of man which is in him? Even so, the things of God knoweth no man, but the Spirit of God." So he's saying that in a man, the receptacle or the storage of knowledge is his spirit. So if you want to get what the man knows, get his spirit. Are you with me? Interestingly, he did not say get his brain. He said get his spirit. So he's saying that the things of God knoweth no man, but the Spirit of God. So if you can get the Spirit of God, you can get what God knows. Are you following this? That's the flow of thought. Then he goes to verse 12. Everybody read verse 12. "Now we have received, not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God. That should cause you to shout. It says, now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God. Hey! Sometimes I have received God's Spirit. Because I'm in Christ. That we may know the things that are freely given to us of God. See something else. Romans chapter 8 verse 15. Romans 8 verse 15. Everybody read Romans 8 verse 15. 1, 2, 3, go. For ye have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but ye have received the spirit of adoption. Glory. Glory. Whereby we cry. Read it again, everybody. Whereby we cry, Abba, Father. That means the cry of your spirit towards God is a major proof that you belong to God. Let me ask you a question to buttress this point. Have you ever been in a place before where, for some reason, you were not able to pray for some days? You are not able to read your Bible for some days. You are not able to anything spiritual. You are not able to do anything spiritual for some days. And after like 5-6 days, you felt like something was crying within you for God. Has that happened to you before? And then maybe somebody was playing a worship song somewhere. Maybe in your office. And you do not know when under your breath you just started singing, "The Lord of Hosts." You were not trying to have your devotion. Some of you, from where you are, you just started. What's happening? Your spirit is crying out for God. Because you are his child. And the spirit of adoption within you can cry. Are you with me? That means, if you can monitor the cry of your spirit, you can know what God is saying. Pay attention. Have you ever seen a baby cry and you're wondering, and you're not really sure what's making this baby cry? Has that happened to you before? Parents in the house, mothers, or older siblings. You are wondering what's making this little baby cry. And then you go close and there's a way the baby starts acting. You discover that this girl is hungry or this boy is hungry. Or maybe the baby has put his leg inside one place and is feeling some discomfort. And then the baby is crying. But because the baby cannot articulately communicate what is going through and that thing is urgent, the baby has to cry. Are you with me? In the same way, the Holy Spirit doesn't exactly speak English language. And so, every single time you felt you heard God in English language, it was because God went out of the normal routine to help your soul pick what he's saying in the spirit realm. Are you with me? Yes, so that means there are many times where the Holy Ghost has been communicating and what he's trying to communicate with is through a cry. A cry from your spirit. And how do you know it's a cry? It will be a consistent longing from your spirit for something. It's as though your spirit is reaching out for something. Crying out for something. On this note, I'm trying to tell you, the spirit has been crying. It is time for another generation to emerge. That's the place to shout glory. That's a prophecy to receive. I said the spirit realm has been crying. It is time for another generation to emerge. Whether you say amen or you say glory, make sure you say something loud. Look at Mary. When the angel said, "Thou art highly favored and blessed among women," she said, "Be it unto me according to thy word." Say, "My soul magnify the Lord and my spirit praise his name." That's how to collect prophecy. That's how to lambano. You don't just stay. God is saying it is time for you to emerge. So what do we mean by emergence? What do we mean by emergence? Number one, I'll give you a dictionary definition. It is the process of becoming visible after being conceived. And by the way, that thing I said, where if you stay for some days without praying as a Christian, is as though there is a longing within you to reach out to God. If you don't have that experience, I'm sorry to say, you may not be saved. If you stay for 3 days, 4 days as a human being, and you don't feel any hunger, there is no desire for food. It is either there is something wrong with your central nervous system. Are you with me? Or you're as good as dead. If as a Christian, you can go on for a long time without the word of God and you are okay, then you are not okay. Let me read on. It is the process of becoming visible after being concealed or coming to light, or the process of coming into existence or prominence. Luke chapter 1 verse 80. Luke chapter 1 from verse 80. The Bible says, and the child grew and waxed strong in the spirit and was in the desert till the day of his emergence. Are you following this? Till the day of his showing unto Israel. Now, Pastor, why are we doing this teaching? I'm doing this teaching because, in fact, the reason why this year was declared divine emergence is because the day of showing has come for another set of people. Not every time is your time of showing. If you read the book Outliers, The Outliers by, what's this man's name? My good writer, Malcolm Gladwell. He talked about how that everybody who was part of the computer age, listen to me, I mean Bill Gates, Michael Dell, all of those people, Hewlett Packard, they were two brothers, two friends, I mean, their surnames were Hewlett and Packard, and they came together and called the Hewlett Packard. Are you with me? All of those people, they were born within a certain age range. In fact, they were born within 55 to 65, thereabout. If you were born a little lower or a little earlier, you will be too old for what was happening. That's what he was explaining in that book. He was explaining that many of the people who became great, God had a way of orchestrating their life such that they were at the right age for certain things. Are you with me? If you were born a little earlier, like 2 years earlier, you'll be too early. You'll be, what they'll be doing, you will call it toy. If you were born a little later, you'll be too young to take advantage of that move. That move happened just between 1980 and 1982. And those giants in the computer age just rose. Bill Gates, Michael Dell, and the host of them. It was their time of showing. In fact, that period, after they took advantage of that season, by the late 20th century, all of them were billionaires. Bill Gates, they were all, that's how Microsoft started, the Dell company started, all of them in that age grade. So that means, if they were not set at that time, are you with me? God is saying something. And as a prophet of God, I'm announcing, a time of emergence has come. Take it serious. It is the process of becoming visible after being concealed and coming into prominence after a process. Deuteronomy chapter 2 from verse 3, it reads, ye have compassed this mountain long enough. Turn you northward. Verse 24, it says, rise ye up, take your journey, and pass over the river Arnon. Behold, I have given into the hand Sihon the Amorite, king of Heshbon and his land. Begin to possess it and contend with him in battle. Everybody, verse 36, and will rejoice. From Aura, which is by the brink of the river of Arnon, Deuteronomy 2, verse 36. And from the city that is by the river, even unto Gilead, everybody read with me the last part. There was not one city too strong for us. Read it again with me. There was 1, 2, 3, go. There was not one city too strong for us. There was not one city too strong for us. The Lord our God delivered all unto us. The Lord our God delivered all unto us. So number one, it is becoming visible after being concealed. Number two, emergence means to break out of limitations and structures that have kept you bound. I want to be sure you're following me. See after me, emergence means to break out of limitations and structures that have kept you bound. Psalm 105 from verse 13. Psalm 105 from verse 13. He says, when they went from one nation to another, from one kingdom to another people, read with me, he suffered no man to do them wrong. Yea, he reproved kings for their sake. Verse 15, saying, touch not my anointed, and do my prophets no harm. Verse 16, moreover, he called for a famine upon the land. He broke the whole staff of bread. Verse 17, he sent a man before them, even Joseph, who was sold for a servant. Verse 18, whose feet they hurt with fetters. Read on. Verse 17, he sent a man before them, even Joseph, who was sold for a servant, whose feet they hurt with fetters. He was laid in iron, verse 19, until the time that his word came. The word of the Lord tried him. Verse 20, the king sent and loosed him, even the ruler of the people, and let him go free. This is emergency. You break all the things that are keeping you bound. Do you know it is possible? It is, see, I was talking to a director in a major firm in this country. I was in his house. When you see somebody is part of the top people. And he was telling me how he has been working for the past 16 years. And that all that is happening in his life right now happened within 4 years. I said, sir, I don't understand. He said, David, I've applied to places, so I've worked. He was telling me how he has worked as PA to this person, PA to that one. He has done this, he has done that. But it's as if 4 years ago, he said he cannot really explain, but it's as if he came into something. And every single thing just opened up. He said a time came. He was asking himself, what will I do with money? You didn't hear what I said. He was asking himself, okay, I'll buy this property. What will I do? Okay, I'll buy this one. Everything opened up so much. He was wondering what happened. He said he knows that this thing can only be God. This thing, what happened to him? It's called emergence. Where every single thing holding a person down is broken in pieces. It's a point where it's difficult to have a prayer point. You don't even want to pray about. God, I thank you. God, I thank you. God, I thank you. God, I thank you. That will be your prayer point shortly. Until the time that his word came. Look at Joseph. Look at Joseph. Once upon a time, he was sold as a slave by his brothers. He was in prison. Oh, okay, first, Potiphar's house. He was working for Potiphar. After a while, he was accused wrongly. He was now in prison. And then, from prison, within 7 days, he's the prime minister of Egypt. What is his prayer point at that point? Okay, before he could ask for a wife, they gave him a wife. You can read it. You step into emergence in the name of Jesus. You step into emergence in the name of Jesus. Unto the time that his word came. So there was a time his word came. I pray for you this year. You break everything limiting you. And you step into a season of autopilot. You break everything limiting you. Every structure limiting you. In the name of Jesus. Emergence is when you get to the point where you know this is what I'm supposed to have been doing since. Are you with me? This is where I'm supposed to have been. Have you seen people do things and you say, oh, no, that's what I'm supposed to do in my life. That looks like my life. This year you will step into it. Exodus chapter 1 from verse 8. The Bible says, now there arose up a new king over Egypt, which knew not Joseph. That's the same one. Let's go back there. Now there arose up a new king over Egypt, which knew not Joseph. Jump to verse 13. And the Egyptians made the children of Israel to serve with rigor. Verse 14. And they made their lives bitter with hard bondage, in mortar and in brick, and in all manner of service in the field. All their service wherein they made them serve was with rigor. You know, when meditating on this scripture, I was listening to reading the audio Bible and just reading it to myself. And my wife was beside me on the dining. And at some point, she just heard me say, Jesus. And she was like, what's the matter? I said, something hits me. Do you realize that Israel was in the land of Egypt for 430 years? Do you realize that? So let's assume the slavery started after like 100 years. Because for there to arise a new king that does not know Joseph, Joseph that saved them from saved the entire nation from famine, it must have been a long time. Are you with me? So definitely there would have been pharaohs after Joseph who knew Joseph, pharaohs after the pharaoh who knew, and like that, like that. So it must have taken a long time. So let's just assume after 100 years, there arose a pharaoh that knew not Joseph, right? Guess what? Do you realize also that if that pharaoh did not arise, Israel would have forgotten that they were Israelites? Do you know what it means to stay in a place for 100 years? Do you know what it means to stay in a place for 200 years? That means without this pharaoh and without this rigor, they would have forgotten their identity. They would have forgotten that God said there is a promised land I'm taking you to. And even if they were not put under slavery and rigor, they would have been in bondage without knowing. They would have still been in bondage to a false identity without knowing. What am I trying to show you? See, sometimes emergence is not even out of something bad. It is out of something good for something greater. Sometimes emergence is not even out of something bad. You can be somewhere. You are okay. You are content. You are fine. But God is saying, this is not your rest. God is saying, this is not the end. This is not your destiny. There is more to you. Are you with me? Sometimes I will emerge. I'm trying to communicate something in my spirit. God, I pray your hearts are open to collect it in the name of Jesus. Exodus 2 verse 23. Exodus chapter 2 verse 23. The Bible says, and it came to pass in the process of time that the king of Egypt died. And the children of Israel sighed by reason of the bondage. And they cried. And their cry came up to God. Look at, did you see that part? And their cry came up unto God by reason of the bondage. You know, sometimes the reason why you are not crying out, it never pain you well enough. Are you with me? See, when it pains you, you will now know that no, there has to be a change. There has to be a change. Tell your neighbor, there has to be a change. Some of you have gotten used to seeing your family members sick. Like, you have gotten used to it. Like, you are now okay with coping with it. You know, I heard a testimony. Hi, Jesus. I will share two of them from the same person. He was telling me how they had a relative. This one was always sick. Every time, always sick like that. And it just kept on happening. And one day, the demonic kingdom, they like to pride in oppression. They pride in oppression. Do you know that? Okay, I'll talk about that when I'm talking about deliverance later this year. They pride themselves in oppression. So a woman in the family came and told her, "You have not seen anything yet. I will still kill you." Like the person said, "I'm the one that is doing the jazz. Don't go far. It's me. And there's nothing you can do about it." Imagine that. Guess what she did? In the midst of the sickness, called a friend. Well, that friend happened to be her sister. Her sister said, "This is what our auntie said to me, that she's the one responsible for this, my sickness. What are we going to do about it?" Sister said, "I am coming." The sister took a 7-day dry fast, no food, no water, and was praying in tongues about 7 to 8 hours every day. On the 7th day, that auntie died. See, I'm not saying she confessed and died. Immediately she died, the person that was sick became healed. So that means what was taking them years, somebody who was angry and said, "I will emerge." Are you what I'm saying? He says their cry came out to God by reason of the bondage. See, you need to get to a point and say, "It's enough, it's enough. I have been on this place for too long. I've been explaining. It's time to stop explaining." Are you with me? This year you will emerge. Stay on Exodus 23. Now go to verse 24. "And God heard their groaning, and God remembered his covenant with Abraham, with Isaac, and with Jacob." Did God forget? Of course not. That means that thing touched God. See, that means God was not happy about what was happening, but he needed a participation from the people to move. Yes, please, are we in the same service? Yes, God, let's finish it. He says, "And God heard their groaning, and God remembered his covenant with Abraham, with Isaac, and with Jacob." Verse 25. "And God looked upon the children of Israel, and God had respect unto them." Now, means God looked at what they were going through and said, "No, no." But guess what? They cried first. You know, there are some of you, the Holy Ghost has been pulling you. You can feel it, though. You'll be feeling that thing. Don't accept what you are going through. Don't accept. Do something. So for a season, you just be stirred. You will pray. Then you let it go. You just cope with it. And the next season, you just discover in the night, God is waking you up to pray. 2 a.m., you'll be waking up. You were having funny dreams. You know God is trying to tell you something. Okay, pray now, fast. You say, "It's not that bad. Nothing is really happening." Then you calm down again. After some months, it will start again. Who is hearing what I'm saying? After some months, if you start again, you just have that pull. Wake up. You start praying again. You know what's happening? Your spirit is crying out. See. Your spirit is crying out, telling you where you are is not where you ought to be. There has to be a change. Your spirit is crying out. You know, sometimes the reason why we don't take it serious is because it looks like the spirit comes too early. When you are trying to celebrate where you are, the spirit is saying, "No, pray, press, press." And you're like, "What am I pressing? What am I pressing for? Why should I break my head? But the Holy Ghost that knows the real calendar, he knows, he looks at where you are in the map and say, the way you are going, you know, when you're using Google Map, they can tell you with the speed you are going, you will get there in 1 hour time. The Holy Ghost that knows the map is saying, the way you are going, you may take 50 years to do this thing. Are you with me? But the time came where they began to cry. They began to cry. The team began to move. They began to cry. It was as though the bondage was making them cry. It was pressing them. And they began to groan to God. Oh God! You will discover by the end of chapter 2, God said he had respect unto them. Chapter 3, God called Moses. It was as though God was waiting for a strong cry to begin to arrange the motion for Moses to move. You know, I look at my life. I cannot claim I've fulfilled everything God wants me to fulfill. I'm still starting. But we have made progress. I remember one time. I was in secondary school. I just received the Holy Ghost and began to speak in tongues. One night, I felt like a man hit me. Quack, quack, quack. Wake up and say after me, my destiny open up. Jesus. I prayed that prayer from night till morning. It was as though God was talking to me. Put your hand on your head and say after me, my destiny, you open up. My destiny, I prayed like that till morning. Some years later, when things began to happen, one day, how I knew that it was God was when I was walking on the road. I was about to get into the university and I stayed 1 year at home. And it was looking like things were difficult. But after a season, after like 2-3 months, things began to open up. And then I thought it was opening up because my church people, they knew me and they knew that, oh, this young man has been serving God. When I knew it was serious was I was walking on the road and a woman came out of her shop, looked at me and said, I'm supposed to give you money. I said, I don't know you from anywhere before. How are you supposed to give me money? She said, when you were passing, I saw a star beaming from your head. You are a greatness getting ready to happen. And I'm supposed to sow into that greatness. That was when I knew that, so that thing I was doing, did you hear what I said? Yes, a stranger. So I was scared initially. And I have to pass that place every day on my way to school. She came out again and said, please, let me sow into a seed into your life. Then carry me to meet her husband, took me to their mansion. 1 5-bedroom duplex and said, please, just see anything. Just sit inside this house. Let me be part of those that were in your story. That's what she said. Then I knew that prayer the Lord was asking me to pray. When I went to the university, I knew that, this thing is no more coincidence. Truly, my destiny has opened up. There is a hand upon my life. Hey, God. How can you go to a strange place? Nobody knows you from anywhere. Somebody walks up to you and say, my name is Professor Makuna. I'm supposed to help you. What's that? Say, you need help, right? You need help. Come, I have a car. Did you hear what I just said? Say after me, in the name of Jesus, my destiny opens up. And guess what? I'm still starting. It is still just the beginning. Number 3. So we said emergence number 1 means what? Emergence is what? The process of becoming visible after being concealed. Number 2. Emergence means to break out the limitations and structures that have kept you bound. Number 3. Emergence means to come into the full manifestation of your destiny. I want to show us a picture. Say after me, full manifestation of destiny. Can you say after me, the giant in me is emerging. Say it again. The giant in me is emerging.
The giant in me is emerging.
What you are seeing on the screen is the life cycle of a butterfly. I brought this out. So, a butterfly begins as an egg. So, an adult butterfly lays into tiny larva, hatches eggs, or lays his egg into a tiny larva or caterpillars, like what you see there, just round, small stuff. And that one was not really my focus. It didn't really get my fancy. What got my fancy was that, or what got my attention, better put, please, was that the eggs now grow to become this, a caterpillar. Do you know that if you see this on the floor, you would think it's a maggot? Ah, my God. If you see this caterpillar that looks like a worm, it can look like an earthworm also, right?
Yes, sir.
Do you know also that if you see this caterpillar on the floor, it can look like centipede?
Yes.
But guess what? There is a butterfly inside.
Yes,
ah, my God. This thing has the ability to carry wings and fly. But at this point, it is like this. It is still crawling on the floor like every other maggot. Hold that. Oh, my God. It's still crawling on the floor like every other maggot there. But it's inside it, there is an ability to fly. Ah, Mark. Pray in the spirit. Akapa leketo saya. Lekurobo sikata. Oh, God. Divine emergence. Ashata palakatelia kapa, membra da palata, embrekete kesutaka, enkorapata la badesa. Ah, shada brande ketelia, leko parata kapa, endoko se ketelia, shala brande ketesa. Ah. Maria Kapala Gado Sheketelia. Ruteketelia. In the name of Jesus. That means you are looking at yourself, but you don't even know what you are capable of. If you judge and conclude about your life by all you can see, you are lying to yourself. Are you with me? There is a giant in you waiting for emergence. Just look at, then it grows to become a pooper. Even this pooper, it has no form like this butterfly, but inside it there is a flying ability. There's say, oh my God, oh my God, there is a giant in you. See, there is something that even you, when you emerge, you'll be wondering, so I was like these things. And God that created the butterfly at the stage of an egg was seeing a butterfly. So when God is telling you emerge, the problem is that, can you see? Can you see what you can become? Have you ever had an idea of the possibilities of your future? Sometimes I will emerge. Just look at this. Even when you read the write-up, I'm not the one that put this write-up. Oh, the scientists were the one that wrote it. It says the caterpillar feeds on leaves, hangs upside down to form the pupa. At this stage, it undergoes complete metamorphosis to emerge as a butterfly. Just imagine. Say after me, a new me is emerging. A new me is emerging. Some of you are a dynamite. You can feel it. Many times you can feel something within you crying out, telling you there is more to you. There is more to you. There is more. So every time God sees the egg and sees the caterpillar, God is seeing the butterfly. Every time God is seeing it crawling on the floor, somebody can just match it, but God is seeing, there's a flying object inside. Pray in the spirit. Pray in the spirit. God, help me finish this sermon. Pray in the spirit, please. Everybody, please pray. If you can, if you can pray in tongues, pray in tongues. If you cannot pray in tongues, just send out your breath. I will emerge. I will emerge. The giant in me is coming alive. The giant in me is coming alive. Rote kepeleke shikatalia. Lekete peleke sheketelia. Esa kapalate. Rote ke sheketelia. Rode gebelege sheketelia. Mende ketetelia. Eagles fly. It's in you. You were made to fly. Lions roar. Eagles fly. It's in you. You are made to fly. You will see and you will hear. Heaven is waiting for your flight. Today, the eagles fly. Eagle fly. You were made to fly. Jesus is walking on your wings now. He's restoring the years that you've lost. It's your day to fly. Asatalia. The cloud of witnesses are cheering on. Eagle fly. Eagle fly. There are no limitations here. Your king expects you now to fly. Ruka pala katalia. Elia gabarate kesetelia. Rote ketetelia. Shelegebelegetelia. Can't you feel the stirring? The stirring in your belly as your father calls out to you now. Can't you feel the burning of the fire lock shut up in your bones? Can't you feel the breaking of the dam within you as the river from your belly flows? Those that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up. Sibarakatelia. Ashelegedebelekatelia. Thank you, Jesus. Jude chapter 1 verse 12. Jude chapter 1 verse 12. Jude 1 verse 12. The writer of the book of Jude was talking about a certain group of people. He says, these are spots in your feast of charity when they feast with you, feeding themselves without fear. Now, what got my attention was the next phrase. He says, they are clouds, or clouds they are without water. Guy, you don't know how powerful that statement is. He says, they are clouds without water. I've said it again and again. How many of you have seen that thing where it looks like it was going to rain and the cloud became so heavy? Everywhere was looking dark. The wind was blowing. And after like 20 to 30 minutes, no rain fell. And the Lord, in that imagery, showed me that some people's lives are like that. When they were growing up, they were saying, this person, something big is coming. Something big is coming. And the cloud has been gathering. But everybody is asking, where is the rain? I pray for you. Raise your hands and say amen. I pray for you. The rain will fall. Your rain will fall. The rain of your destiny will fall. The cloud will not just gather. The rain will fall. The cloud will not just gather. The rain will fall. In the name of Jesus. So quickly, before we pray, how do you know it is time for emergence? Number one, divine visions. Divine visions. When God shows you a better picture of you, He shows you a bigger picture. Somewhere, see, David was content as a shepherd boy. He was taking care of sheep in his father's house. And then, he did not know that while he was taking care of sheep, God was discussing his name. You may be here, content with your small kiosks, but God is discussing about you. David was taking care of sheep, chasing them in the field, chasing them from lions and bears, and God was somewhere in the heavens saying, I see a king inside this one. And so Samuel came and said, shepherd boy, there is a king inside you. There is a king inside you. So when God wants to help a man, first things first, He will show him a different picture. Abraham, you are looking for a child, but Abraham, can you count the stars of heaven? You are looking for a child, but I want to give you a nation. You are looking for a child, but I want to give you a nation. You are here looking for a job, but God wants to make you a savior of territories. Ah, my God. See after me, my eyes are open to see. My eyes are open to see. You are praying for a job. Just, oh God, just give me 100K job. 100K job, I'll be okay. And God is saying, I want to make you a father of many nations. I want to use it to send many to school. Divine visions. So God expanded Abraham's mind to see. Number two, how do you know it is time to emerge? Desire. God, a new desire within you. You just suddenly get, no, there is more. Philippians chapter 2 verse 13, it says, it is God that worketh in you both to will and to do. Sir, you are not the one trying to just expand that business. God is the one putting that desire. Are you hearing what I'm saying? God is the one putting that desire inside you. Nobody can be more ambitious than God. God told Abraham, number the stars of the heavens. Desire. So when a new desire is beginning to rise within you, don't ignore it. Don't ignore it. God will be telling you something. And usually, after divine visions, comes desires. So now David wants to be king. David wants to kill Goliath because oil has come upon his head. Ah, God. Are you ready for this moment at all? Number three, delay. When you begin to feel that you are being delayed, it means that something wants to emerge. The Bible says John was kept in the wilderness until the time of his showing. So every time he was in the wilderness, in the desert, Luke chapter 1 verse 80, it was a reminder, you are coming. Tell your neighbor, you are coming. It was a reminder, something is coming. This delay is not for nothing. This delay is not for nothing. The delay you are facing us is not for nothing. Something big is coming. All the time you have been waiting for a change, something big is coming. Are you hearing what I'm saying to you? Are you hearing what I'm saying? Check the Bible. All the women that had delay in childbirth, their children were game changers. Everyone that waited for a child, from Hannah, Manoah, Sarah, Elizabeth, every one of them that waited for a child, their children came as pivotal instruments in the hand of God. I pray for you, your delay will not be for nothing. It will not be for nothing. You will emerge in the name of Jesus. And finally, how do you know it's time for emergence? Pain. Deep dissatisfaction and pain. When you grow to a point where the place that you were no longer contains you. The reason why children want to come out of their mother's womb after 9 months is because that womb is too small. That place is too small. When you begin to have pain within you that there is more. This place is too small for me. I have been pressed too much. Are you with me? And pain will cause you to cry. And let me tell you, don't quench that pain. That pain is legit. Cry! Let it pain you. Let God send your Moses. Oh my God, jump on your feet. Can you begin to pray in the spirit? Pray in the spirit, everybody. Pray in the spirit, everybody. Rote kepele ketelia. Sheketepele ketelia. Rute kepele ketelia. Leketepele ketelia. Everybody pray in the spirit. Sheketepele ketelia. Leketepele ketelia. Likesepele ketelia. Rote ketelia. Asabala telia. Celebrante ketelia. Celebrante kepele ketelia. Inkabala talia.
I emerge. Raise your hands and say with me, I emerge. By the anointing, I emerge. By the anointing, I emerge. By the anointing, I emerge. Akapale ketelia. Ikopele ketelia. Rute ketel. Endosopelete. Akopale. Rute kepando. Ensopretelia.
Some of you are wondering why I'm saying by the anointing. Isaiah chapter 10 verse 27. Give me the NIV. NIV or NLT. Isaiah chapter 10 verse 27. There's a cry of the spirit. You have dwelt on this mountain long enough. There's a cry of the spirit. God is telling your spiritual life there is more. You need to mount up. You need to mount up. There is glory within you. You need to mount up. God is telling you there is more. There is a mighty evangelist inside of you. You need to mount up. There is a kingdom financier inside of you. You need to mount up. There is an entrepreneur inside of you. Isaiah chapter 10 verse 27. There is a giant in you that must emerge. Can you say it with me while we're waiting for the technical? Say after me, the giant in me is emerging.
The giant in me is emerging.
Raise your hands and say, the giant in me is emerging.
The giant in me is emerging.
The giant in me is emerging. The giant in me is emerging. Isaiah 10 verse 27. Look at this. Everybody read. In that day, their burden will be lifted from your shoulders. Their yoke from the neck, and the yoke will be broken. Because you have grown so fat. King James says, and the yoke shall be broken because of the anointing. Put it in King James. I'm trying to show you something. He said, and it shall come to pass in that day that his burden shall be taken away from off thy shoulders and his yoke from off thy neck, and the yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing. And now, many people, what they think about the anointing is that it comes and breaks the yoke. But in NIV, we see something different. It is that the anointing makes you become so big that the thing that has kept you small before.
Yes, sir.
Are you with me?
Yes, sir.
The thing that has kept you bound before,
yes,
can no longer hold you. Are you with me? I pray for you. You expand.
Yes, sir.
You expand. 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 Pray in the spirit fervently right now. The anointing makes you fat. By the anointing you emerge. By the anointing you emerge. Heperekete telia. Supele telia.
kopelete. Shekete pelekete liya.